As drug manufacturers find more ways to improve the health of baby boomers, the number of prescriptions that must be filled has risen to more than 3 billion a year and could rise to 4 billion by 2006. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports there may not be enough pharmacists to fill those prescriptions.
This is Dan Boise's final day in business.
Good morning, National Pharmacy. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Pelletier. That's right. It was supposed to be a Wednesday delivery. That's right.
Boise is the last in a century-long line of pharmacists who have run this independent drugstore in the heart of Lewiston, Maine. Once his final orders are filled, Boise is going to work for CVS, a pharmacy chain that runs two stores on the outskirts of Lewiston's faded downtown. Boise says working on his own has become too stressful, long hours and no one to back him when he's sick or wants to spend time with his family. He's tried to hire another pharmacist, but with pay starting at $70,000 a year, he just can't afford one. He worries about what will happen to his customers once he makes the move.
It's a little depressing for them. I feel bad for them because a lot of them are walkers, and CVS is about a mile away from me, so they're going to have to find another place to go and walk a little further.
There's a shortage of pharmacists in this country. The vacancy rate hovers between 5% and 6%, and that's stressing the system.
There are times when pharmacists are put under greater pressure to do more work because there are fewer people available within the pharmacies.
Douglas Schekelhoff is director of pharmacy practices for the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. While there is no requirement that pharmacists report mistakes, a survey Schekelhoff conducted this summer showed a significant number believed long hours and understaffing were leading to less vigilance among their peers and to more errors.
They may be asked to work, you know, longer shifts. Many times hospitals implement safety steps where there may be a double check in the system or there may be other checks and balances to prevent errors, and some of those safeguards may be bypassed.
The law of supply and demand could come to the rescue. With pharmacies in a bidding war, Walmart recently upped its pay for pharmacists in Maine to $53 an hour, the field is offering a new generation the chance to do good and do well at the same time. John Millett is a first-year student at Southern Maine Community College.
If you do research, you can make up to $200,000 a year, depending on what research company and how good you are. So, I mean, there's unlimited jobs with this, which is good.
The introductory pharmacy curriculum at Millett's school boasts the campus's fastest rising enrollment. Yet to keep up with the demographics, one recent study projects the U.S. will need some 400,000 pharmacists in the year 2020, more than twice as many as there are now. Schekelhoff says that's partly because more pharmacists will be needed as advisors for doctors and patients to keep them informed about the bewildering mix of medicines coming onto the market and into our bloodstreams. Schekelhoff says patients may traditionally think of their doctors as the primary source for such information.
But many times the pharmacist is better equipped either based on their skills and training or the time that's available to them to be able to explain medications to patients.
Forward-thinking health systems, Schekelhoff says, will hire more pharmacy technicians and invest in more automated drug dispensing equipment. Freeing pharmacists from dispensing drudgery, he says, will allow them much-needed face time with the people who are actually taking the medicine. A study released last month shows that doing so can cut the number of prescribing errors down by 3/4. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever.